Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And would you believe it? It's day 20 of the Qatar World Cup and only one day until England take on France in Le Quart de Finals. Excuse me, live on TalkSport, of course. Now, in the last episode, we heard from the Three Lions defender, Carl Walker.
You know, I'm representing my country at a quarterfinal of the World Cup, so it's do or die, really. You know, if we lose, we go home. And, you know, he's not going to stand in my way and hopefully winning, you know, a World Cup for my country.
Well, former Crystal Palace owner, Mona, Simon Jordan, is now convinced that England will beat France on Saturday. Oh, make your mind up, Jordan.
I actually think we'll beat France on Saturday. Because I listened to Carl Walker. I've not been an advocate for Carl Walker. I think that some of the things that he's done in the past have been bloody stupid. I've always admired him as a player. But I listened to that interview, and my takeaway from that interview was, boy, these players are in the mode. They're in the mood for this. And the confidence and the attitude is not like similar England camps. It's not apologetic. It's not contrite. It's also not arrogant and overassertive. It's just belief.
On now to the England midfielder, Calvin Phillips. Claiming manager Gareth Southgate deserves more credit.
You know, I think people underestimate how good a manager Gareth Southgate is. For the last 3 years I've been with England, he's been amazing, he's done really well. Obviously, the summer we didn't have great results, but, you know, you could put that down to many different reasons. But I think what he's done with his team and how he's nurtured the team into winning games and being one of the best countries in the world at playing football, you know, a lot of people don't give him credit for that. And, you know, you can't forget that he's got very tough decisions to make as well, where if players not, obviously, unbelievable players that maybe be on the bench and not play and then, you know, leaving them out as well. So, obviously, I understand that it's a very hard position that Gareth's in, but I think he's been unbelievable since I've been with England, and the way he treats us all, he's an unbelievable manager. And, obviously, he's got great coaching staff around him as well, which helps us a lot.
Now, the Three Lions striker Callum Wilson has been speaking to TalkSport's Alex Crook ahead of that quarterfinal between England and France. Now, Wilson is hoping to make an impact off the bench and reflected on his appearance in the opening game against Iran. Or Iran, no one really knows.
Never doubted myself that I could get here. It was just a case of timing things, being available and performing well for Newcastle. And then, yeah, once I'm here, you know, delighted to obviously to make my World Cup debut. But when you're in it, I don't think you really get to probably appreciate the magnitude of the situation. So, you know, for me, I didn't want to be coming on like an excited school kid. It was like, right, you're a professional athlete. You've got a job to do. You come on the field just like any other game. So I didn't want to make it bigger than what it was. And I think it shows in performances, really, just playing like I'm playing with my friends, like I'm playing at Newcastle, just confident, pressing from the front and trying to give good energy, you know, later stages of the game when called upon. And I feel like when I've done that, you know, I've got an assist, I could have had a few more, and just waiting for an opportunity now to put the ball in the back of the net.
I was going to say, what will it be like for you when that moment does come and you can score your first goal at a World Cup?
Yeah, that would be the best feeling as a striker. You want to score a goal. Now we're at the group stages, we're into the knockout stages, so your goals are even more important. And I think for me not to have scored yet, then there's one definitely due in a few appearances, you know. So I think, yeah, I'll be waiting for that moment. And if it does come, then, yeah, that'll be probably the highlight of my career, I'd say.
Now, here's England goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale talking glowingly about his teammate Bukayo Saka.
He can break into the penalty area. Oh, what a finish from Bukayo Saka. He lashed it in from the edge of the penalty area.
If you haven't seen the clip of him asking David Beckham for a picture, I don't need to say much more. The nicest, most humble kid, polite as anything, being brought up the right way. If you watch that clip, then you'll just fall in love with him, and that's what he's like. He's funny. I think everyone spoke about the same sort of thing, so I see it day in, day out, and it doesn't change. It doesn't change with the cameras or just because it's England. He's like that with every member of staff at Arsenal and here. So he's just that perfect, you know, that perfect boy which you wish will either be your son or your brother who's been brought up the right way. So it's a massive testament to his mum and dad.
Releases Jar! Good save, Pickford. Strong left hand to a shot that was coming across the face of him.
I was with the fans behind the goal at the last game, and I looked over to the bench, I think, after Pickford had made that save at the near post, and you were one of the first on your feet applauding him. Does that show the relationship amongst the goalkeepers?
Absolutely. We work so hard every day. First out, last in. Cannon fodder, as I said, for a lot of the shooting drills, and world-class footballers just scoring goals can be demoralising, but you have to carry on doing it to help them out. And I think the main thing is when we're training day in, day out to get Jordan into the position to perform, it's a sense of pride. It's a sense of knowing we've done our job. It's a sense of we see what he's doing come out from training, and it's just, you won't win a tournament without everyone. And I think that was the difficult part, sort of, when the lads were winning and playing the games, and you're thinking you're not necessarily a part of it, but then you actually look back, and me and Nick especially, with one position, not many changes gonna happen on the pitch, but we know we've done everything we can to help the outfielders and the goalkeeper. So we have probably a little bit more gratification when we do well, because we're helping every single player rather than just a couple in their position.
On now to Dan Windle, Scott Minto and our European football expert Andy Brassel or Brassel. No one really knows.
What Gareth Southgate has done, first of all, was to unite the media and the fans with the team to get them back supporting again. So actually, he's taken that fear factor out the way. Then he's got a good group of young players. And it's not just about him in the sense that, you know, the under-17s won the World Cup, under-19s, under-20s won the Euros, etc. So there's a good group of players already, and the FA and the coaching behind it has to receive a big pat on the back. But for him to get to the semi-finals, for him to coach his way past the penalties that we had against Colombia, where I think it was the first time ever we've won penalties in a knockout stage in a World Cup, get to the semi-finals. Yes, we fell short. I think we're a little bit inexperienced there, a little bit naive. Mm-hmm. Gareth as well, but the players also. Mm-hmm. Then get to the final, I think is nothing short of sensational. I have to say, it'd get a 9 out of 10 for me, not a 10 out of 10, because I do think he should have changed it in the final. You know, mm-hmm. I'm screaming at the TV. But it looks like he's evolved. It looks like he's taken away the shackles. And I'm absolutely fascinated about the team selection he's going to have on Saturday.
And don't forget, of course, England take on France live on TalkSport Saturday at 7 p.m.
You're listening to the TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to a bit of boxing. Wait, Ghosted, I thought it was a World Cup Daily podcast. How can you put boxing in that? Yes, a very good point, actually. I'm not quite sure. Producer Tom behind me. Tom, why have we got boxing in the World Cup Daily podcast? Oh, shut up, Tom. Now, Tyson Fury, heavyweight champion of the world, the Gypsy King. He joined Alan Brazil on The Breakfast Show, fresh from his thumping victory. Not, of course, Alan Brazil, Tyson Fury. That was at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That was unusual, wasn't it? Home win. Anyway, after a brutal display against Derek Chisora, Fury urged Del Boy to hang up his gloves. Well, I suppose only fools and horses work.
16 seconds remaining, and the referee, Victor Lachlan, finally decides that he has seen enough. He's shaking his head, saying, no more, no more.
I can't talk for anybody else, another man. It's entirely up to Derek what he does, but I would like to see Derek retire and maybe take on a lead training role or management. He's so experienced in this game. What Derek Chisora don't know about boxing is not worth knowing. So maybe we could pass that on to younger generation coming through. Maybe he's got a lot more patience than I do. Sometimes we need saving from our own self. He's got a lot to live for, and why not get out of it while all his faculties are in order? He can't be short of a few quid. And he's got two beautiful girls and a beautiful wife to live the rest of his life and happily ever after.
And understandably, attentions have now turned to the possibility of Tyson Fury against Alexander Usyk after Fury dispatched Chisora last weekend. Usyk's manager, Egis Klimas, feels a deal is close.
We've been talking to Queensborough Promotions about that fight before. I'm talking to the Top Rank as we speak. This morning we had a conference call, all of us. Got together, and we are almost done, I wanted to say. It's not much to talk. Two heavyweights, best in the sports today, undisputed heavyweight, championship bout. That's what people need. That's what the fans need.
Back now to Tyson Fury, looking ahead to the fight with Usyk, if, of course, and when it happens, which it probably won't or will. One day it'll be free. Next day we have to pay for it. Then he's fighting 12 opponents in a year. Then he's retiring. No one really knows, do they?
Sausage. I would like to think that there's not a man born yet that can beat me in my own era, for sure. But you know, you can never underestimate anybody. I trained so hard for Derek, even though I've beaten him twice before. I put a 9-week camp in. I was celibate for 7 weeks for Derek Chisora. That's how much I respected him as an opponent. And I trained really hard for him. And it was like, everyone was saying, well, you've already beat the guy. Why are you doing all this sacrifice? I'm like, I'm making sure that he don't beat me in the third one. So even though that I'm a lot taller than this guy and I outweigh him by 2 or 3 stone, I would give him the utmost respect as a proper opponent for me.
But if England get to the final, Tyson, will you jump on the plane, get out of there?
100%. I said after the fight that we get through, then I'm going.
Got a chance,
sure.
Haven't they?
Yeah.
Listen, we've got a very, very good chance. We've got one of the best squads that's out there in this World Cup. All of our players are unbelievable. And look how far we've come. You know, coming into this tournament wasn't really on form.
Yeah,
but
correct.
As each game we play, we get better. And the win against Senegal the other night was amazing. It was amazing. So,
because while that ring walk that you done, you know, towards coming home, I think that meant a lot to the players as well, because they were watching
the
fight.
The fans,
yeah, for sure. And I believe that we can beat anybody, because you've got to beat the best teams in it to win it. And everyone's like, oh, we've got France, they're really good. But I'm like, you know, I didn't just go to Germany and beat some random bloke for the world title. You've got to beat the best to be the best. And I do believe we're very capable of beating any team in this tournament. It's all about mental strength, really, and not folding under immense pressure with the weight of 70 million people. Like I've just said, an individual cannot take all of that. But you just got to get it in your mind that, look, this is happening. We're here, and we're going to take the bull by the horns and ride it all the way to the pub. you guys. It's always a pleasure coming on TalkSport. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Merry Christmas, TalkSport, and a Happy New Year!
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you big dusters!
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, today at 3 p.m. it's Croatia against Brazil, World Cup quarterfinal. And at 7 p.m. the Netherlands. I'll just call them Holland. I don't know why people don't anymore. Anyway, they take on Argentina in another World Cup quarterfinal. Live on TalkSport. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Football Bloody Hell. It's a TV show. It's on Talk TV. It's live at 9 o'clock tonight. My guests include Darren Bent. Oh, how'd you get in? Shut up. Paul Merson, the brilliant comedian Tim Vine. And Nancy Dallaglio. Well, you couldn't get Lawrence? No, he was busy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily World Cup podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone, be safe!
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.